This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Whalen will dribble this one out. Team USA gets its Super Six. The United States has won its sixth consecutive gold medal in women's basketball as Team USA knocks off Spain 101-72. The United States, golden girls again in Rio.
One of the highlights of the games for sure, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Did you watch the closing ceremony with all that wicked rain that came down? How about the 121 medals in all that the U.S. won, the most of any country? 46 of them gold, that was one of them. Team USA, the women, with their six straight, as you heard, thanks to Westwood One for that call. But also the men won, wrapping up what was going on in Rio on Sunday by beating Serbia. So Kevin Durant and crew did a great job in putting to bed any chance that somebody was going to knock them off, because there were a couple of close games, let's say. But still, it's another gold medal victory. Michael Phelps was one of the big stories in the games, without a doubt. Simone Biles, same thing, and Katie Ledecky, I would say, would top some of the hot stories. Not the only stories, though, that's for sure. So they were red hot, no question about that. I mean, you look at Phelps, he had, what, five gold medals and a silver. Katie Ledecky, three and a silver. Simone Biles, a fistful of gold medals, too, as well. She had walked away from the games with five medals in all. Just an absolutely incredible. Not the only highlights for the Americans or for the games in general, because you had Usain Bolt, the fastest man alive from Jamaica, with three gold medals, so that's triples. He did it in the three Olympics straight, which is amazing to think that he could be as fast as he is for that many years in a row when you think of the time in between the games. So a highlight to be sure. The low light was Ryan Lochte, the swimmer who exaggerated what happened to him and several other swimmers. All of them, by the way, had won gold for Team USA. They decided that they were just completely ripped, or at least Lochte was. They stopped at a gas station, a taxi cab was driving them, and then demolished something at the gas station and turned into a wild tale that went on for a week and ended with Lochte apologizing to Brazil, apologizing to America for his immature behavior. And then you have Michael Phelps, who's been asked about Ryan Lochte and this scandal. He was in Scottsdale, Arizona, leaving a Starbucks when somebody stopped him to ask him about what they're calling Lochte Gate. And he said, all he would say is, we have good people taking care of it, so hopefully he puts it behind him. That's pretty much was the comment from Michael Phelps. What was he going to say? So you know the story in case you didn't hear it. He did win a gold medal in a relay. He has won 12 medals in the Olympics altogether. He's definitely a recognizable, decorated, and financially rewarded swimmer. So I would assume some endorsements might lose some endorsements as a result of this. But originally, Lochte claimed that last weekend that the American swimmer's car was pulled over at gunpoint by men posing as cops. In an apology, he didn't retract his initial statements claiming they were robbed, but there was surveillance footage showing the men arriving back to the athlete's village after what happened in very good spirits. So the teammates, Lockety's teammates who were with him the night of the incident, gave sworn statements saying that Lockety was drunk and misrepresented what actually happened to police. And finally, there was the last statement the U.S. Olympic Committee said, on behalf of the United States Olympic Committee, we apologize to our host in Rio and the people of Brazil for this distracting ordeal in the midst of what should rightly be a celebration of excellence. So that was smart. Of course, that's what they're going to do. And he can apologize, but I think there'll be some fallout from what happened with him, and who knows what that, you know, fallout is. But there were a lot of bright spots at the games, like I said, with the women gymnasts winning the all-around for the United States, with the amazing performances in the pool and on the track. Overall, after 17 days, a good way to wrap it up. You almost have to have Olympic-like strength, I think, to deal with what happens during a campaign, especially a presidential campaign. We knew that last time around, when Obama first ran, and this is true, it cost $1 billion basically to get elected president. So now when you look at what's happening with Clinton, what's happening with Trump, you've got to raise the money. Clinton's campaign says they're midway to $1 billion, their fundraising goal, and they're trying to deflect criticism of the Clinton Foundation, saying today or Sunday, Rudy Giuliani was talking over the weekend and saying that the Clinton Foundation accepts money from rapists and money launderers and bad people, and that was one of the things that has been revealed, who are the donors. So while that's happening, the campaign says we're getting closer to that $1 billion. That's what her finance director, Clinton's finance director, announced just at the tail end of last week. That's their fundraising, you know, goal, because they've got to have all these ads that are going to be pumped out there. And they've got a fundraising blitz going on. 43 events are planned in 14 states over the next 2 weeks. And I'm sure that there are a lot of events planned for Donald Trump, too, as well. According to all of the latest polls, she is ahead in some cases. She's ahead by 6 points. In some other cases, she's ahead by more points than that. It just depends of the, you know, it just depends on what poll that we're, you know, talking about. But I think we're going to see those polls change and ebb and flow as we get closer to Election Day, and we'll see what happens in those presidential debates. I know I say it all the time, but it's really true, folks. What's really going to be big is what happens at the end of September and in October, because there's three of them. Even the VP debates could be kind of interesting, but I still think what will pull in the ratings is absolutely going to be those presidential debates and what the policies of both Clinton and Trump will be by the time they get to that part of the campaign when they square off against each other. Stay with us. More headed your way. Down the Lane next here on America Tonight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Week with us here on America Tonight. Appreciate all the email that we get. You can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net, or you can pound on the digits, 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Let's go to Grimm right up at the top here. Hey, Grimm, how are you?
Well, New England, 34, New Orleans, 22. Am I late?
No, you're not too late. You're so funny. Preseason doesn't count.
Oh, man, they already had their game then, huh?
Yeah, they already had their game. Yeah, yeah, you're hilarious.
I've been gone for a while here, you know. I did like I told you. I was going to sit around and listen to the, you know, the demonic, narcissistic, criminal convention, and, you know, they went ahead and went through with Hillary and the Cainite as their chosen candidates. And then I started watching the news over the weekend, and then I got down to, you know, they're just sympathetic and, you know, promoting Hillary and Cain. And then I watched 60 Minutes with Scott Pelley, and he was almost apologetic when he had to bring up the fact about the email system, you know, that she had. And whereas the week before with Donald Trump, he was just ambushed left and right. So, you know, I just lost it. I'm in rehab right now at the State Mental Institute. Took me a couple of weeks to get phone call through.
Oh, you're kidding.
Well, what a better place to be, you know? I mean, if they get elected, you know, and we start getting the war going on, nobody mess with me in here.
No, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm just pulling your leg, girl.
I know you are. First of all, because here's the thing. Do you think they would let somebody call at late at night? Here's the phone. I'm playing along with you, because that would be wild if it were. Right now I'm inside the ward, but of course they would never let you have a phone, but that's funny.
Oh, I had an answer for that. I snuck into the, you know, she's making her rounds right now. I snuck into the nurse's station.
And where are you calling? I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, even my doctor, I haven't asked for that. He told me I had to get away from all this media news. That's my problem.
Oh, that's so funny.
But, yeah, yep. I've just had to tune it out for a while.
I agree. I understand.
A lot of people have had to. But, you know, I even had a secondary, you know, after pulling your leg. Nah, the last 2 weeks I've been gone, you know, down in Atlanta applying for the Fox News Network CEO.
Yeah, they're looking for somebody.
Oh, for sure, for sure. But, you know, it's just, you know, sometimes you can laugh so much off and then, you know, reality kind of kicks in. But
oh, I know.
I just can't believe the way the media is portraying it. I mean, if America wants to look at it any way they want to look at it, they will not impeach Hillary if she does wrong. She, you know, doesn't live up to her promises. She's a tyrant, you know, and she's in there to stay. Once she gets in there, I mean, look how hard it was, you know, convict her. So it'd be the same way once she gets in there.
But here's the question. Do you think she is going to get in there? Do you think she wins?
I don't know. They're bringing up a very strong case against her again on the emails.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they want it in writing. That's damning there when you put things in writing.
Very true, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that's the way contracts are, in writing.
Yep.
And they're enforceable. But
yep.
But the sad thing is, I heard also they may wait till after the election to do anything about it. You know, so that kind of, you know, oh, well, good. You got it in writing. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know, Kate. My biggest problem is I've been without a phone. That's why I really hadn't called. I've had, in the first front that went through before the flooding, which ain't far from me.
Right.
I mean, Hammond ain't but, you know, 100 miles. I had, within 5 minutes, 12 lightning strikes within 400 yards.
Mm.
So, you know, I've went through 3 phones in a week and a half. It just blew out my phones. So,
oh, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, it's that time of the year. Like I said before, I think I told you before, I got a closet full of computers and electronics. You know, lightning is just bad.
Yeah.
And you can count on it 2 times a year, spring and fall. And we're going into fall, and unfortunately, but it's really tragic. I mean, they're finding out more and more now about the floods down in Denham Springs. And, of course, I know a lot of people that live in Denham, and I know a lot of people in Houma, and, you know, of course, we're doing everything up here to help with, you know, relief, water, and cleaning stuff and stuff like that. But that's the only salvation they got. It ain't the government. See, that's the thing that happened with Katrina. I didn't see the government at all. It was, you know, the churches up here.
Yeah.
And that's the way it really works.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's what everybody doesn't understand. Like I was saying before, you know, if we get Trump in, you can at least impeach him and look who you're going to have. Everybody gets what they want, a career politician with penis.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
yeah, that's true.
That's what never Trumpers want, isn't it? So,
yeah.
Vote for Trump, because, you know, if he can't, give him a chance. Just like he, you know, he made a great speech to the black people. Give him a chance. because, you know, both sides don't like him, and he can be put out easily with an impeachment, and he'll probably do like Nixon before he gets impeached. He'll resign.
Yeah, you think he will?
Oh,
interesting.
Well, business-minded people think that way. Before I go down the road and get locked up, I'd much rather go ahead and no contest.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. I agree with that.
Bingo.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't, you know, you can't get me either way. But if I, it's just like these Olympic kids, you know. They've messed up. They don't know how bad they really messed up.
Oh, yeah, Ryan Lochte, you mean, and those guys, yeah.
They just don't realize, you know, how really. But, of course, the tide of the world kind of changes. It depends. You know, Harry gets in office, they may be put on a pedestal.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's just, you know, that's why I'm in, you know, mental institution right now.
That's right.
Safest place to be. It's like driving an old beat up truck into the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
You find you an old, as you're coming in and everybody avoids you, you find a front parking place, and when you come out there ain't a car beside you.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody wants to be around it.
Oh, that's so funny. Yep. You crack me up. Yeah, interesting. Interesting times. There's no doubt about that, Grim, that we live in. And there is heavy burnout. And hearing over and over again what's happening campaign-wise, it is really discouraging, I suppose. What's not discouraging is what I said about the Olympics, the fact that there's 121 medals for the U.S., and that 46 of them, hard-working young athletes winning gold, everything that goes into that is just absolutely crazy. In some cases, the sacrifice is so, so over the top. But congratulations to them with their performances, and the U.S. should be proud, certainly, from that perspective, coming out of Rio, because the showing was fantastic, because you never know how that's going to go. And it's all up, it's on the backs of the athletes. So how they performed, and they performed incredibly well, without a doubt. There were so many that were so confident and executed and pulled off, in some cases, almost the impossible. How's that? All right, stay with us. A treasure trove of fabulous interviews coming up round the bend here on ATN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
America Tonight, joining us, very excited to have him with us, Ken Timmerman. He is the author of a really interesting book that centers around deception, right? Talking about what's happening with the making of the YouTube video, Hillary and Obama blame for Benghazi, and what's happened with the Obama administration and the cash that was, we're going to talk about this, the cash that was airlifted to Iran. We mentioned this on the air, and a lot of you sent really crazy emails as to how does this go down and how do we not know some of the details on that. So again, Ken Timmerman, the author of Deception, The Making of the YouTube Video, Hillary and Obama Blame for Benghazi, and Countdown to Crisis, The Coming Nuclear Showdown with Iran. Ken, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Kate. Thanks for having me.
I want to mention this, too, at the beginning, because you have some incredible credentials. And you were a war correspondent, and you were actually nominated for a Nobel Prize back in 2006. And you're an investigative reporter, which I think we need investigative reporters so desperately. But so many budgets have been sliced and diced, and at least that's one of the reasons I'm always given for why that happens. But tell us about your days as a war correspondent.
My wife has tried to get me to hang up my spurs, and I haven't, I guess the last time I was back in a war zone was 3 years ago, so I was in northern Iraq along the Iranian border, and in the past 10 years or so, I've been doing a lot in northern Iraq with persecuted Christians in the Nineveh Plain. It was clear to me already in 2007, 2008, that there was a new movement that was brewing among former Ba'athists and jihadis, and that became ISIS. And everybody could see it coming there on the ground, and yet apparently our president was completely taken by surprise.
Yeah, so that's a good area to go in. So you see this happening, and I've heard this from a couple of soldiers that I've talked to. So how is that? Was it just like, ah, forget it, put our head in the sand, just ignore it, we're not dealing with it, and now look what's happened, and you were there, you saw. I mean, I guess I'm almost answering that question that we throw out constantly on the show, but how is that possible? Why not just go after that hornet's nest right away?
Well, because I think President Obama had an ideology, and his ideology was that Islam is not a problem. Islam is a friend. Islam is a religion of peace. Therefore, there cannot be a terrorist group that is based on Islamic doctrine or Islamic Sharia law. And we've seen this time and time again. Once ISIS began to organize, he called them the JV team, right? Dismissed them. Whenever there is a ISIS-related or Islamist-related terrorist attack in the United States or any place around the world, he calls it either workplace violence or violent extremism, anything but Islamic terrorism.
Yeah, exactly. And so, as you mentioned where you were, and you're talking about northern Iraq and Iran, you see the situation with Iran. What was your initial reaction to finding out about the money?
Right. Not a ransom. Of course it was a ransom. It was crystal clear that that was a ransom. We know also from Saeed Abedini, one of the hostages, the Christian pastor, let's not forget, imprisoned by the Iranians for his faith. He has told American television that he was sitting in the plane with the other hostages waiting to depart Tehran, and Iranian officials told them, well, we got to wait for this other plane that is arriving. And, of course, the other plane was the one with the $400 million of cash in foreign currency, notably in 500 euro notes, a note that the European Bank wants to take out of circulation because it is the favored currency of money launderers and money launderers and terrorist groups.
Yeah, wow. Like you said, the wooden pallets stacked with euros and Swiss francs and other currencies and just crazy. And you know, because you've been in these zones, and then this is an obvious question, but it's worth repeating for the audience. You can't deal with terrorists, can you? I mean, you just cannot do this whole ransom thing.
Here's what happened, Kate. As a result of this, every American who goes to Iran, and there are something like 30,000 Americans who go there every year, dual nationals and also people who go there for tourism, every single American who goes to Iran today has a price on their head. That's what this has done.
Yes, I mean, just awful, incredible, just unacceptable for sure. So, and there's nothing, I mean, now this is out there, the cat's out of the bag. Does this mean that there have been other maybe ransoms we don't know about, or you don't think so?
Well, it's typical. This is a pattern of behavior, okay? We saw it in Libya in 2011, 2012. That's what I write about in my new book, Deception, the making of the YouTube video Hillary and Obama blamed for Benghazi. We've seen it in Syria. We've seen it all across the Middle East in particular. The Obama administration and Hillary Clinton, who was part of this, does not want to acknowledge the violence of the Muslim Brotherhood. They do not want to acknowledge that there are Islamic groups who are seeking to emulate the Prophet of Islam through their behavior by crucifying Christians, by chopping off the heads of people they do not agree with or who violate Sharia law. And this is a pattern. They want us to look at other things instead of they're trying to deceive us and to deflect our attention from the real news, which is this Islamic terrorism, or in the case of Mrs. Clinton, her corruption and her complete abject disregard for national security.
Yeah, wow. You know, in the title of your book, you talk about it, the making of the YouTube video. Explain that for us and Benghazi, your thoughts on Benghazi.
Well, it's an amazing story, and nobody's really looked into this. So I spent quite a bit of time with the filmmaker, the guy who made this movie, Innocence of Muslims, who has been slandered, really, in the American media, slandered by our government. I also spent a lot of time with one of the actresses, Cindy Lee Garcia, who woke up the day after the Benghazi attacks on September 12, 2012, and saw her face all over television, and then the President of the United States and the Secretary of State blaming her for for the deaths of four Americans in Benghazi. And she just went nuts, and she said, I didn't do this. What are they talking about? And so I tell the story of the movie. The filmmaker deceived the actors and the actresses. They did not know they were making a film about Islam, but he redubbed the speech later on. And it was a film about Islam. And the scenes in the movie, when you go through the entire screenplay, which I did, and I write about this in the book, you realize that this movie was actually drawn from authentic scenes in the life of Muhammad that all Muslims agree to. They agree that these things happen. They just don't like the way that he portrayed it. Now, I got to give you a little side information. He hired as a director a guy who basically does porno films. So the way that this was portrayed in the movie was admittedly not very kind towards the Prophet of Islam, but the stories were exact. They were faithful to history and faithful to what all Muslims believe.
Wow, this is like that movie. What's the movie Dustin Hoffman was in? Oh, you know.
Wag the Dog?
Yes, Wag the Dog. It's like Wag the Dog.
Very much so. And it gets better because you find out, I also tracked how the movie, this YouTube video went viral, because at the time of the Benghazi attacks, nobody had seen it. Nobody had seen it. A couple of people in Egypt have seen it, but the U.S. reporters couldn't even find it. So the first, and I went back and contacted these reporters. A lot of them were lying, and they were fed by the administration. So their administration sources pointed them to a YouTube channel that had 405 views. That was the YouTube channel that was supposedly enraging, you know, hundreds of thousands of people all across the Muslim world. Just not true. I also found out, Kate, and this is for our older listeners, this will make you chuckle, that Sid Blumenthal, who was in the Clinton White House in the 1990s, makes his reappearance. And we now have a whole bunch of so-called intelligence memos that he was sending Hillary Clinton at the State Department, but via her private server, so that way everyone from Russia to Timbuktu could read them, right? And in those so-called intelligence memos, he laid out the story of the YouTube video, how this was so important in Libya. Everybody was watching it at noon, in the afternoon, excuse me, on the day of the attacks in Benghazi. Even the president was worried about this and warning his staff. Well, the president had never seen it. Nobody had talked about it. It was a non-event in Libya. We know that from both, you know, everybody who was at the embassy in Tripoli, everybody in the CIA. They were sending emails back to Washington. The movie has nothing to do with this. So it was Sid Blumenthal's story, his deception, his cover-up, so no one would look at what was really happening in Benghazi, which was selling arms to terrorists.
Oh, wow, crazy. All right, I'd be remiss not to ask you this, because I think it's really cool that you were recognized. So what was it like to be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize?
It was a shock. It was really a shock. I got a call from a gentleman I had met in Washington when he was visiting here once, named Per Ahlmark, a former deputy premier of Sweden. And he said, Ken, I want to nominate you and John Bolton jointly for the Nobel Peace Prize for the work that you've done on Iran to expose, Iran's secret nuclear weapons programs. And I said, wow, that's really, really quite an honor. Of course.
Wow.
It's never going to go anywhere,
right.
Because the Nobel Committee was not interested in exposing Iran. They were interested, really, in kind of covering up for Iran. But that's another story.
Right. Wow. Good stuff. So, Ken, how does everybody get your book?
You can go to Amazon.com. I'm told the publisher, they're now in the fourth reprint because these books are just flying out the gate.
Nice.
So I have a link at kentimmerman.com that takes you directly to where you can order it at Amazon. Some of the Barnes & Noble stores have it. You have to ask them, unfortunately, because they do not like conservative books so much. but they do have them in some places. But Amazon is probably the easiest.
All right. Excellent. Ken Timmerman, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. A pleasure to be with you.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
To talk to is a guy named John Register. If you haven't heard him, you need to hear him speak. In fact, go to johnregister.com and you can, you know, learn all the details about this tremendous person. He was an All-American track star, then he was an amputee, and then he overcame that and became a Paralympic medalist. Just an amazing, energetic, engaging, I mean, there's so many adjectives I could use to sum up this guy, but so positive, and you can feel his warmth and positivity when you see him. John, it's good to catch up with you again.
You too, Kate. Great to be on your show again.
So let's talk about, you know, we kind of have, I think a lot of people, since we'll talk about speaking first, a lot of people have this mentality of victimization. Something happens to them, unforeseen. Your life is going on and it's great and you've got that plan and you had a plan and you were on the right track, so to speak. And then what happens when you get hit with this wicked curveball? I guess you have two choices, right? To either bathe in being a victim or come out of it and emerge maybe even greater. And do you feel like that's what happened to you?
Yeah, we do have a couple of choices because we all will go through some type of adversity in our lives, and how we handle it is either going to push us towards victory and success and our medal podium performances, or we're going to go down to a downward spiral. And I experienced both of those when I had my injury as the eighth fastest 400-meter hurdler in the country and, you know, some 25th in the world at that time. And, you know, in the speaker community, as we say, anytime you have something tragic happen to you, you have a story.
So you did have a story, so you found that story in all right. seriousness. That's crazy. I want to tell people here, because they know how I feel about veterans and people who serve, and we have so many, have had so many soldiers on our show and so many others involved in the military, and you were part of Operation Desert Storm, right? And that kind of disrupted your training program.
That's correct. I joined the military for very personal and selfish reasons. I wanted to continue to run track and field. I was a four-time All-American at Arkansas, and the Army had a program. It's called the Army's World Class Athlete Program. There are actually 10 soldiers on the Rio team this year, as well as two Paralympic athletes on the Rio team that are still on active duty serving in this program. On my way to do my training, I got called up for Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and I was terrified, went to the war, came back without a scratch, and then began my preparation training for the 1992 Olympic Games.
Yeah, and that's when you had your accident. Tell everyone what happened.
Well, I was training for the games after 92. I finished 17th in the 400-meter hurdles and had a real good shot of making the team in 1996. I went across the hurdle in a training session and landed awkwardly, dislocating my left knee, severing the artery behind the kneecap, and then 5 days later, making the tough decision to actually amputate the leg because of poor circulation and the arterial blood flow, which, of course, moves blood away from the heart to the lower portions of our body. And I had to make that tough call. And it wasn't easy. I mean, the pain actually spoke for me, but after the amputation, I looked down at my 29-year-old life, and all of a sudden, I was changed. I was different, and I had to begin the process of creating a new normal.
Yeah, and it didn't take long, actually, for you, John. I'm not surprised because you're such a driven person. But what was it, 18 months later, you're competing in the Paralympic Games in Atlanta?
Right, and 18 months prior, I didn't even know about the Paralympic Games. I didn't know there was this parallel games for athletes with physical disabilities and visual impairments. It was my wife who actually not really told me about the games, but actually put me in the mindset to get back to a healthy and active lifestyle. And as I was struggling, as many of us do with our challenges, she said, you know what, we're going to get through this together. It's just our new normal. And that, those were the words that pushed me to say, I can't wallow in what has happened, what's transpired, because that leg is past. And I didn't overcome the amputation because if I'd have overcome the amputation, I'd have my leg back, right? Mm-hmm. I overcame those things that were the stigma I had against myself, the stigma of other people saying what I could or could not do if they were in my situation. And, you know, why those stigmas were there in the first place. Those are things I had to overcome. And I also had a great avenue of sport and swimming to help me get back to a healthy and active lifestyle. And I just happened to fluke up, mess up, and actually make the Paralympic swim team.
Yeah, and, you know, it's great, too. So you make that team, and then there you are at the Paralympics in Sydney, Australia. What was that like for you? That had to be awesome.
The Paralympic Games in Sydney was probably the best experience of my sporting life, not just because of the competition and that we trained for. In my case, this was 20 years of culmination, an injury, an amputation, and then getting back and on the track. And now here I am, you know, 6.5 years post-injury, and I'm competing in the long jump for a medal. And I wound up winning silver by, you know, the gold medal was 4.5 inches farther than I jumped. And to have that experience with all my family there, with an amazing crowd of Australians that were supporting every athlete, this whole movement of just celebrating who we are as humans was—it's indescribable. That feeling, and it wasn't just for the athletes; it was also for those that were witnessing this. I call it the "what to wow," because when we watch Paralympic sports, some people think they confuse it with Special Olympics, and it's not. It's a difference. It's a total difference in governance structure. It's not participatory. Special Olympics is. This is gold, silver, and bronze. People are going to fight. fight and scratch and scrape and train as hard as they can to be the best in the world. And when you see that moving forward, this what to wow is, what is this all about? What are we watching here? And then you see a person with no legs run underneath 11 seconds for a 100-meter dash. You say, wow, that was amazing. Or you see somebody swimming about a second slower than Michael Phelps, and they're missing a leg. These are amazing, incredible athletes, and they don't think of themselves as something special or superhuman. They're just doing what everyone else in society wants to do, and that's be treated with dignity and respect. The last growth is that we go from the what to wow, and then oh. And that's where I want to get to with Paralympic sport is, of course they should be doing this. It shouldn't be any different than us celebrating, you know, when LeBron won, you know, for the Cavs this year in basketball, or Steph Curry shooting lights out in threes. If you practice at excellence, you will have excellence. And that's in any walk of life. I don't care if you're CEO or if you're opening up doors as the frontline leader. If you practice it, you will become that which you want to be.
Wow, great words. Practice it, you'll become that which you want to be. And you said the Paralympics, because I've been watching them for a long time, are incredibly competitive. It's, like you said, not to be confused with Special Olympics for some reason. Initially, I think people just didn't realize what Paralympics was, but now I think there's no question about it. It has become bigger and bigger and bigger, and if you watch the Olympics, they're emphasizing it. They're talking about it, right?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, you can watch, you know, in an American audience, if you're watching and you're paying attention to the commercials that are on right now, they're teasing up the 66 hours that NBC is going to be showing the games that start on September 7th in Rio de Janeiro. So you're going to, companies are starting to align with social causes around Paralympic athletes because they realize that these athletes are training at the same rate and sometimes even harder and have greater physical ability than their Olympic counterparts. So, for example, BMW is unveiling their wheelchair racing chair for our athletes who are going to be competing on the track. It's an amazing. They have jumped the game in wheelchair racing design by 10 years, at least 10 years. It's amazing. They built out the two-man bobsled for our men's and women's bobsled team. So we're using technology to advance it forward.
Wow. Love it. All right. We'll be looking for that for sure, John. And we appreciate you spending some time with us. I'm going to tell everyone again, go to johnregister.com. Great speaker for people listening that have businesses. Everybody's clamoring to get him in their house. John, thanks so much.
Kate, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you a bit later.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.